Patient's name is Diana Rosales, first name D-I-A-N-A, last name R-O-S-A-L-E-S. Date of birth is 12/4/2019. Date of service is 7/7/2022. History of present illness is 2-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by mom. Well, mom states that last night she was exposed to several mosquitoes. She did sustain approximately 3 to 5 mosquito bites on her face, where she does have areas of erythema and swelling. This morning when she woke up, she did have some swelling to her right eyelid. Patient does seem to be fine. Conjunctiva is intact with no redness, but patient was itching her eyelid. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROSCHP, vital signs. Her temp is 98.4 and she weighs 30.2 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed. She is agitated with the physical assessment, but she's easily consoled by mom. H-E-E-N-T, your mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. Again, conjunctiva is white. She does have some mild erythema with soft tissue swelling to her right eyelid. Neck negative, JPD, normal range of motion, chest S1-S2, respirations even at labor, cleared auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sounds, times 4. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO, times 4, gait steady. Her skin is warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, just that small area of swelling above her right eyelid. And she also has those 3 to 5 mosquito bites on her face that do not appear to be bothering her. Assessment plan number one, papular urticaria, and number 2, insect bite. Patient will be given a prescription of Benadryl elixir to take every 6 hours as needed for itching and swelling. Mom will begin using insect spray whenever she does take the child outside. I encourage her to bring her back to the clinic if she has any worsening of symptoms. I do not think this is any infectious disease process, and so I don't think child needs any antibiotic drops or oral meds at this time. Again, if she has any worsening of symptoms, she'll bring her back to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.